This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
She's got one job.
Right, and
Lisa's got one job.
And it only took 2 hours. Yeah, but yeah, she's,
and like
she's on
a minute
board.
And a half goes like, whir! You ever see that MASH episode when like they think Douglas MacArthur is coming to visit, then Klinger's out there as like Lady Liberty, and they keep applauding, and it's just somebody that drives by? That's what Lisa just did to us.
It just felt like the Larry McCarron show, too.
Yes, the Larry McCarron show.
They warm up the crowd. They warm the crowd, and sometimes it was pre-warm up. And,
absolutely. Yeah. You were that guy, weren't you,
Frank? I was that guy.
We got Frank Hermans joining us right now. And, of course, Lisa Malik. Lisa and I are going to spend a lot of time together today because as soon as we're done with this, what are we doing, Lisa?
You're coming to host Local 5 Live, 9 a.m. on Channel 5.
Should I change out of my Heights Pub and Parlor shirt?
No, we're celebrating
one year. Brian.
Of the place with my favorite French fries in the world.
They free food and no tipping for
stuff.
A year for that. Sorry, Ashley. Franco, how you doing, buddy?
You know, I got to say something about the Heights. I come here once a month. I have one of my biggest fans, Amy Klein, works at Schreiber.
Oh, yeah.
And we come here for lunch, and we just love the service here and the food. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So congratulations to 1 year.
Yeah.
I'll take a virgin mimosa.
There you go.
Which I said is orange juice.
It is. Orange juice. Okay, there we go. There you go.
That's a good point. That's all it is, right?
It is. You know. I even asked her, what's a virgin mimosa? She goes, orange juice.
Okay, we talked about this yesterday. I just want to make sure that I was on the right about this. Did you hear we were talking about this? So we were at a golf tournament. Helping out at a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. And I said, Jim, you want to get a couple of Bloody Marys? Because we're going to go work at a hole for, 6 hours. You sit there and whatever. And
he goes, I paid for.
Yeah. So he goes, I'll have a Bloody Mary. And he goes, yeah, I will too, but a virgin. Yeah. And I go,
$9 each. That's important.
Doesn't matter.
So I go, is the price the same for both? She goes, yeah. She says, just one doesn't have vodka. I said, well, then I want his vodka. He's like, well, I don't know if we can do that.
What?
I said, oh, yeah, you can.
For a double.
Right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree that I was in the right?
You were in the right.
He was.
Thank you.
He was. So, and then that went on all day.
It did.
Heather, wouldn't you agree I was in the right on that one?
It went all day that he had the double?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't drink, so, yeah. Anyway, welcome. It's nice. You guys make this city work. I mean, Lisa, your energy, TV, and you're at every event. And Frank, you just keep it going.
Well, thank you so much. I just walked in to say congratulations to the Heights. I heard it on the radio this morning, and then one of my best friends, Lisa Malik, shows up, and good times.
You're like, walk with me.
Yeah, and we walked in.
Yeah.
I put a quarter in her meter. No, I didn't.
Hey, Lisa from Simple Life, she'll be here just a little bit when I go. She actually figured out the app for me.
I saw that.
That's why I had my alarm set on my
phone.
So you're
set.
I'm set.
You're
with
her. Just
I'm
park and just.
Nah. Yeah, I don't know what to do after this, but I'm set for now.
Frank, Johnny's set.
We have free parking at Channel 5.
Okay. I know. I love that.
Johnny's set, but Lisa's not because she put in her credit card.
Exactly. Yes,
I'll be sitting out there all day.
Truth.
Double Bloody Marys for you.
Absolutely. I'll be back here after the show, Lisa. So, Lisa, what have we got coming on today? At Local 5. And I want to say this. I meant this as a very big compliment last week when I was there. When you complimented Jim and I, as far as our show, we want our show to be like your show, all community type stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
But radio.
Well, yeah. That's kind of what Milena and I strive for.
Yeah.
Like a radio show on TV. Because people are like, well, I don't watch the news. I'm like, great. You can watch our show.
Absolutely.
Right? Because it's just all fun and community events and local business and things like that.
Can I guys say one thing, though? I know I put you on the spot right before we went on the air because I asked you, who's your favorite
here we go.
Co-host?
Because you're co-hosting today and Frank is co-hosting tomorrow. While
Tune
on vacation.
In tomorrow, folks. Tune
so
in tomorrow.
Who's your favorite co-host?
Milena.
Okay.
Whoa!
Good answer.
Okay, can I be honest with you on something? I asked Milena that exact same question last time I co-hosted with her. Yeah. She said me.
Oh, No, John. I'm gonna have a beef with her.
Can we tape of that? Can we go back to that?
Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
Lisa, for the record, John lies.
she's my BFF dissing me here.
She's like, I'm trying to run Lisa out of here. She told me that, Frank.
Right. Here's the tape. Here's the tape. You got the tape? Lisa Malik. That was my
You guys have such fun and energy on that show, though. And you know what was cool? We had the group, the two brothers, Labonte brothers, we had them on our show the week before, and then they were on your show. Weren't they great?
Absolutely.
I mean, two local Ashwaubenon guys. That's fun when you bring in talent like that, local talent.
And where else would they get showcased? You know, it's right. Gannett's not going to cover it, and some of these bigger national and state trumps that. You know, it does. But it's great that you showcase.
We also feel that same way about High School Musicals, right? Because sports is covered everywhere you look.
Yep.
And these kids deserve just the same amount of coverage. Yep. So we love having the High School Musicals on, and we give them an opportunity to sing a song from their production.
I just want to tell you that.
Frank is showing off his sweat. Yeah, he was trying to make sure you mentioned
it. Yeah. My brilliant theater shirt.
When I was on your show last time, the Mishicot High School was on doing Newsies.
Yes, that's right.
And then we hired them to come and sing at our house for Christmas.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite things about our show is when people connect
exposure,
while they're
absolutely.
In the studio. And that has happened many, many times.
Were you invited to his Christmas party?
No.
Oh, wow. Ooh, sorry. That was uncomfortable.
Wait, what?
I had a show that night. I was going to show up, but I did get a formal invitation. There was a card.
He has his own opera house on the third floor of his house.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it used to be a ballroom. It was an actual ballroom.
Old houses all have that. So anyway, so who's on today?
Well, today it's the Chinese New Year. It's the Lunar New Year today.
Right.
So
the snake.
We have Ace Champion coming because he prides himself on learning different cultures of music.
He's amazing.
He's great.
Yeah, today he's going to bring in some like centuries old flutes and things like that. We're going to talk about the Lunar New Year and some events that he has coming up. There's a new event, which I'm really excited about because I live near the Barkhausen in Suamico.
Yeah.
And they have an event coming up called Ale on the Trail.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Nice.
So, but it's a family event, right? They have alcohol. You know, you can stop at your beer stations along the trail.
Fun.
But they also have non-alcoholic and family offerings, and there's a scavenger hunt and all sorts of fun
things.
That's such
a great area
out
there.
And a shout out to Nick as well from Anapi. He's going to be joining us too.
Anapi Brewery?
Yeah, they're having a post party where some of the proceeds are going to benefit the Parks Department.
Oh, phenomenal.
Good. All right, what's awesome?
Those are the only two I can remember because John's like, who's on the show today? And I'm like, I could tell you who's on the show like next Friday.
Okay, can
this
I just say though,
been
that,
done
makes,
for like
that
a week.
Makes me a little nervous because you know I want to be everything prepared and I go over everything.
Oh my God.
Ahead of time, and I write down little notes. Notes.
Can you hit the laugh track?
And I look up some bios on people.
You don't need the laugh track for that.
Wikipedia.
Mm.
You know why? But you know what? Not preparing is preparing to fail. John Wooden used to say that.
That's how
I live my life. Like I prepare to fail.
Did you make your bed today?
Whatever.
Is it that Ace Champion? It's funny that we've had him on two or three times, right? And he's on, and this flute is from, in Africa, 1,200 years ago. We're like, where'd you get that?
The Ming Dynasty drum.
And we're like, where'd you get that? Amazon.
That is true.
You can get
this is a 12,000-year-old Aztec flute. Wow, Ace, where'd you get that? Amazon. eBay.
We're being real gentle with it. It's like, man. Anyway, that's going to be great because he does connect music with...
He's amazing.
A period of time,
the culture,
and health.
Yeah.
Throws that all in there. Well, that's cool. I'm having lunch today with Mike Smith.
Oh.
Your former general manager.
Oh, general manager. Yes. Love Mike.
I love Mike. Mike came on there when you worked there. He did. He was the national sales guy, and I was the local sales guy. I got to know Mike pretty well.
I know Mike. This is how far back Mike and I go. When he first started NBC 26, which had just started up again after whatever happened with it, he was a cameraman for my Sunday night 10:30 p.m. show with Yurko over at the old 50-yard line bar.
Wow.
One of the first sports bars ever in Green Bay. Me and Yurko used to do that show over there.
I didn't know he was a cameraman.
He was a cameraman, I guess.
All the way to GM.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad,
nice
huh?
Nice work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he did all right as GM, too.
I thought he was great.
Lisa, anyway. I got to ask you, though. You guys, you're so involved. And not to get into your personal life or anything, but you want to talk. I mean, our good friend over here, Nikki, is huge with her kids in basketball and baseball.
Yeah.
Your family, hockey-wise, can you just sum up what your life is like over the year, during the span of your lifetime, what it's been like in with hockey in your life?
Well, now that they drive, it's a whole lot easier.
Okay.
Because they can drive themselves down to the pier.
Right.
To the Cornerstone Ice Arena.
Right.
But not only that, they are both on, and it was so much easier when boys, girls played together and they were on the same hockey team growing up, but now they each play for their separate high school teams. But to add to that, Gabby and Rookie both ref.
Wow.
Okay, so when they're not skating for a game, they're down there reffing hockey.
Unreal.
Which is, you know, great money for a teenage girl.
Oh, absolutely.
And Frank, on the equally as important as the sports side. No, but your kids are big into theater, which is as much time commitment. Yep. I mean, you're driving the star, David, too, with these kids, you know?
And they can ride with you when they're in your shows.
That's true. They do the shows with us in the summer. But right now, we got basketball, tournament basketball, and solo ensemble right now, and then spring musicals. So, yeah,
it is.
I gotta ask, because Jim and I talk about this a lot, how some people, like especially archetype people or whatever, they got this one chromosome that I don't have or somebody else doesn't have. Does that happen with music? Is that passed on generation to generation? And same thing here, it's just that love of hockey passed on generation to generation.
You know, you're formed when you're born into something. You hear the things that are happening in your household, and that's what forms you.
It's
not innate, but it does form.
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah. Exactly that.
But the
happens.
Talent part, because both of those take a special skill. Yes. And like I could have been Frank Sinatra's kid, and Jim would still say, "I can't carry it too."
That is true.
And your husband was a great hockey player, D1 hockey
Rookie
player.
Rookie was a really good hockey player.
Traits passed on?
He always jokes with me that they inherited my music genes.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you have a musical background?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Gabby's in orchestra.
Okay.
And Jackson for a long time played piano.
Okay.
And they're actually really good at music. And so he always makes fun. He's like, "Well, they got your music genes instead of my hockey genes."
That actually sounded just like you.
Wow. That's it.
But your family too, Frank. Well, I mean, it's such a part of their growing up.
What they got from me is the hack gene, because I'm a hack musician and a hack basketball player, but I get by. You know, I was always second place, never first place.
Yeah.
And then I got Amy, who was valedictorian and got a scholarship for music, has perfect pitch. So when anybody says, "Where did they get this from?" It's from their mom. No. Looks for me.
Hey, I got to be honest. I drove past the Meyer the other day, last night actually, and there's your big picture up there as an anchorman.
Yeah, you like
that? Talk about that coming up.
I got to tell you, I even talked to Z-Man, Tom Zalaski, because I make fun of him in the show because he's number one in the area, and I want to crush Z-Man.
Okay.
And we took some promo pictures together.
Well, no, okay, just to back up a little bit, that's the theme of your show. You're not just saying personally that you want to crush the Z-Man.
No. We did arm wrestle.
That would be quite a match.
It would be. He's still got some pipes.
Oh,
that guy, he works
tight.
Out.
Yeah, he's tight. Wow. But he was a good soul. And Anchorman, Hello Green Bay, opens up next Thursday. And it's a hoot. It's all about 1974, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Nielsen ratings.
Are we going to hear a little bit from the movie, too?
Scotch.
Is my name mentioned?
Yes, you are.
Yeah! Quick break. Back with Frank and Lisa Malick.
Anchorman, it's time to round.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
One job.
Okay. Well, Todd, have you ever started a segment of the show and Mino just wasn't here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we started the show when I wasn't there last week. Jim gave me one of his gummies and I overslept.
That is true.
True story.
That is true.
That is a true story. Oh my gosh, I love it.
It is. So, anyway.
I've actually got I can show you the text on my phone. 606, are you on your way?
Show starts now.
Yeah. I literally threw on a visor, walked down, and just started.
Don't you come down in your slippers?
I don't wear slippers, but if I had some, I would have had them on.
Okay.
Hey, you know what my bed best thing though of what? Ever just like walking into the middle of something, picking around. When I was trying to come back from the Super Bowl in San Diego,
yeah,
it was just horrible trying to go. Were you with Five then, Lisa?
No.
Okay, so I was trying to get out of there and everything, and had a GB game. So I had a guy that worked for the old WGEE,
yeah,
fill in for me. And I get to the airport and I race the old Brown County Arena, come walking in during the game. There's a timeout. He takes his headphones off. He says, thank God you're here. I got to run back to the studio. I put them on. So he had been doing the broadcast. And there's a timeout and somebody completely different through the broadcast after that.
Hey, back is John.
Welcome back. Here we go. Phoenix up by 6 here against UIC. Yeah.
Not sure who they are.
No. That's right. I remember one time we had the Lithuanian national team play. And I learned the names of like four guys, and that was it. No matter who was in the game, one of those four guys had the ball and took the shot.
Gawitski.
Moms weren't listening back in those days, so we were okay.
Especially from Lithuania. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's like, now it would be on the internet and everybody's exactly. Whatever. Exactly. Lisa Malik and Frank Herman's joining us right now. Lisa, one of the big things that you guys really strive for, and I just want to, I'm not trying to blow smoke at your show, but you really strive to get in local businesses, local entities, local musicians, you know, not just the ones that we all see in the mainstream. And I love that about you. Even like, okay, that the people we had on last week, they gave me that jam. That's like the best jam I've ever tasted, this homemade jam type stuff. I love those. That's what is the heart of Northeast Wisconsin. Wouldn't you agree, those kind of people?
Absolutely. They're the ones who make everything run, right?
Yes.
The small businesses that are around.
Yes.
And they don't always have an avenue to get the word out. So that's why we're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's important that it's hard work. It's hard work to have a band. It's hard work to have a choir, you know, because they're not funded as well as some of these big-time sports. Yeah. It's hard work to have a business. I mean, 1 year in business, you know, in a downtown, it's a challenge being down here, and he's just giving it his all, and I just think that's worth celebrating. I think sometimes, I'd say that even in the city, that we need to celebrate stuff. Like, we celebrated everything at my house, but I think that's important because you look forward to the next one. You know what I mean?
You were. And, you know, Rookie and I always say this. When he was the mayor, he was
when Rookie
everywhere.
Was the mayor?
Yeah. No.
He tried.
Of Hockey Town, USA?
Yeah, right.
Of Bemidji?
By the way, he did not play D1.
he did.
No.
I think he played Bemidji.
Are they D1?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, wow. Way to follow your husband's career.
D1 hockey? That's huge.
Yeah.
Was he a defensive man? Because he kind of built like a defensive man.
I don't know what he did at Bemidji, but he grew up a goalie. And he was actually being recruited when he was like 13.
Wow. Hockey's that way, though. They look at kids really, that's how they start.
And then their family moved to Colorado from Minnesota, which is the state of hockey, right?
Yeah.
And then things went down. From there, it wasn't as strong in Colorado. It wasn't a big sport there.
Minnesota's crazy.
Minnesota's
I mean, you and I both know that. I've never been to a high school sporting event, and I've covered a million high school sporting event. I've never been to one that's bigger, where it's like the biggest thing going on in the entire state than the hockey tournament in
high school hockey tournament
is like the Super. It's like the draft coming to Green Bay or something. It's unbelievable.
It's like hunting season around here. They give you like time off school.
Yes.
Like, people will get time off school to go downtown St. Paul to go to the hockey tournament.
It's incredible.
Huge.
Wow. Yeah.
And what a great sport, Mike. And you have tournaments there that bring people in from other states.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, and that's kind of cool to be known for the Mecca of hockey, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And they have pond hockey going on right now. They have this huge pond hockey tournament going on in Minnesota right now.
Pond hockey? Oh, by the way,
we were talking about
that recovery guy on here. Does she want to?
Well, we had the Broadway people on a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about their broomball tournament on Broadway for their thing. Yep. That was a huge sport in northern Minnesota where I lived, was broomball.
I was on a high school broomball league.
Really?
Okay,
high school.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
That's incredible.
That was called broom hockey.
Broomball.
Is all
we called it broom hockey.
You did?
Yeah.
At St. Norbert?
Yeah.
Wisconsin kids. Did you have broomball shoes with the big thick soles on them?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you have to have a special broom.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not
just, you know, the one out of your basement.
Okay, I know you get mad at me when I do this. Let me do it anyway.
Okay.
Tell the story.
What's happening?
Tell the story.
Climbing speech?
Jerry Burns.
Oh.
I love this story. This is like one of my all-time favorite stories.
I worked at a place on the St. Croix River in Stillwater, Minnesota.
Yep.
And they had a huge deck overlooking the river. And
kind of like the city deck landing here type of thing, sort of.
They pulled up on their, like, you know.
Jerry Burns, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yacht.
Yeah.
And they order, their bill was like, back in the day, it was pretty expensive. It was like $600 or something. And he left me like a quarter. I don't know if they were drunk or there was something going on or they just forgot.
I ran down
to the end of the deck and I threw the quarter at the yacht.
Good for you.
And what did you say to the coach?
It's too bad that.
I don't know.
Put it in your trophy cabinet.
I don't know.
Just think if it had been.
Now your kids are old enough to listen. Story has changed.
They're in school.
That wouldn't happen today because of Facebook, and that guy would have been just butchered.
Absolutely.
And on the credit card machine, you have to press 20% or 25%.
I know.
They get you.
You're also Minnesota North Stars?
North Starlet? Yes.
Where you'd go in between?
In between periods at the old Met Center in Bloomington, we had a figure skating line. Mm-hmm. You know the kind that, like, you all skate together? Now they call them synchronized skating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teams. Okay. And so, like, we went around, you know, we did that kick line where you're spinning in a circle. But I'm 5'9", and back then I was probably 5'9 and a half, which is a little tall for figure skating. I was always the person in the middle. But my little sister, who was a lot littler, she's the one who had to run, right, to catch up at the end. And when she caught up and latched on, she got this huge, you know, cheer from the crowd. That was a lot of fun. I got to meet Donnie Beaupre, the goalie back then, and a lot of those guys.
Dino Ciccarelli?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike Modano.
He was the heartthrob.
Oh, yeah.
And all the girls like Mike Modano.
Who?
Right.
He was
I don't have any good basketball stories.
No, it's okay. You're good.
He was one of the highest rated young players ever to go to the NHL from America.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah, everybody does. Frank.
I
was a figure skater. I really didn't know that much about hockey.
He was cute. All right.
Thursday
kicks off Anchorman. Hello, Green Bay. And I want to give a big shout out to Local 5 Live. I've been with them for 13 years.
Okay.
And I got to tell you what, they've done so much for me, and that's part of my marketing. And
we love it.
Can we get free tickets to your show?
You sure can.
Yes.
I know, guys.
All right. We got to set a quick break. Heist Pub and Parlor, free mimosas and Bloody Marys. Come on down to Washington Street. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
They timed that one perfectly. They didn't waste anything before we were nicely done. We're done here at the Heights Pub and Parlor, ladies and gentlemen. You got to come on down. Built in 1877. Beautiful, beautiful place. Phenomenal food. Phenomenal wait staff. And you got 1 year anniversary today. Free mimosas. Free Bloody Marys. And Nikki brought in a huge, unbelievable, cool cake or cookie that you guys can have. We got great stuff here. And one of their members of the wait staff during the summer is joining us right now, Cassie Schultz, who just had a double-double for the 17-2 Lady Phoenix of UW Green Bay. Let's have a big hand.
Thank you.
20 points, 14 rebounds or something? What was it?
20 and 10, I think.
20 and 10?
Yeah. 17 and 2.
17 and 5.
Oh. Five. What conference? Okay, but you guys run defeated in the conference, right?
We have one loss in conference.
All right.
So who beat you in the conference?
PFW by one.
Oh, that's right. Fort Wayne.
Yep.
Oh, Fort that's Wayne. Right. You're right.
Just the opposite of the men. But anyway, let's talk about you.
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
A new coach, of course, Kayla, who, you feel old because I remember her in high school in Sheboygan, mm-hmm. and then, of course, an amazing career with Green Bay and then playing professionally and then going to South Dakota and the whole thing. And I really helped her out recruiting-wise.
You did?
As soon as she took over. Because I tried calling her about a week after, and her answering machine still said, "Hey, go Jackrabbits or South Dakota." But I go, "You might want to change your." She texted me, "Oh my God!" I didn't realize that.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
But what a great job she's doing her first year with you guys, huh?
Yeah, she is. She really just, I knew she would do a great job. She was a player at Green Bay, and we had most of our team coming back. So just getting on the same page with each other and learning how to communicate and just everything.
And I'm really happy for her because that was tough shoes to follow. You know what I mean?
Cool.
And
for sure.
Huge shoes.
All
unbelievable
eyes on,
shoes.
I know. And she just really handled the media, and you guys were right there.
Yeah, she and really I, did. But
well,
I mean,
you too. I mean, you guys supported
Well, being
her.
A veteran like you are, right, you're a five-year vet. So, you you had to be one of those people to say, hey.
Exactly.
Throw the line here
with
her.
Sheriff in town, and let's give her a chance. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all believed in her. And losing Kevin was a little sad, but we knew she would come in and step up.
Well, what's the most what got your attention early on with Kevin, where it's like, and you had great coaches in Luxburg, Casco, and but when you were actually playing for Kevin, where it's like, because let's be honest, when you're in high school, all these coaches are like, oh my God, he's so nice. He is like the nicest. I want to play for. They're so nice. Then all of a sudden, you have that first practice when you're committed, and it's like a different story. What was your come to Jesus moment with Kevin as a player for him?
I guess I went to all the games before I got there, so I kind of knew that, like, during the games, he was screaming at everyone.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a come to Jesus moment, but, like, I definitely have cried at practice before, like, because I've done something wrong, and there's certain drills where you don't get out until you do it right. It's like, I could be in there for 10 minutes and I can't breathe.
Okay, can I be honest with you? I've cried doing this show with Jim because of things like that.
Oh, really? My goodness.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He won't let
and
me
I
leave.
And I can't wait to get out of here in 10 minutes. So, what's your future? I mean, you're talented, you're smart. You're working on
what's
your NBA,
GPA?
Right?
What's your GPA?
Oh, man, it's
3.94. Something like that.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Right? You're going for your master's.
Yep. Yep, I have one class left this spring, and then I have my master's.
Wow.
That's great.
But you went into college. She's one of those ones, though, took all these college courses in high school, right?
Yeah, I did, but only a couple of them ended up transferring over. One of them was AP statistics, so thank God.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a tough one.
That's worth two or three on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
But you know what people don't realize is, I mean, now you've got it, I don't want to say got it made with just, but early on, freshman, sophomore, you got those big workloads, those class loads, tough classes, big jump from D1 to whatever. People don't realize how tough that transition could be for these 17, 18-year-old young athletes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I definitely have to learn time management because I remember freshman year, I didn't come home till 9 p.m. We had study tables after practice, after lift, after class until 9 p.m. And then you woke up and repeated
right.
the same
Start
thing
over
every day.
Again the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're from this area, right?
Yep.
Luxburg and GB. You're going to get your master's degree. Do you plan to stick around? You're going to send paper outside the state? What are your. And then I want to know my follow up question is going to be, do you plan to coach?
Great question. I do not know what I am going to do. I mean, I intend to stick around, but I also have been thinking about coaching. So
have been?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Which would be a great choice, no question.
But otherwise, if you know anyone's looking for a business major or a coach,
Brian,
I'm around.
She's looking for a job.
I already
Hook
have.
Her up.
I have one from Brian.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
She wants a management position.
I mean, you're the kind of talent we'd like to retain here, but we also understand if you go away for a few years, as long as you come back, because there's, you know.
He doesn't like the brain drain from Green Bay.
No, he doesn't.
Somebody young and successful like you, he wants to find a way to make sure they stay.
And I'd like to know what it would take to make you stay besides the money, but that's not everything, you know.
No,
it's the environment,
no,
trailing spouse, there's a lot of things that go into it.
So. I love Green Bay, and since I moved downtown, I've loved it even more, so I would love to stay here.
Okay.
You guys sure have a nice atmosphere out there at the Resch, don't you? When you get for game day.
At the Crest. Yeah, yes.
I'm sorry, at the Crest.
She's like, we don't play at the Rush.
I was like, that's
at
where
the
men play.
Yeah,
we do. Great atmosphere. And we have a big game tomorrow. So if you're not busy, we play Cleveland State at 6 p.m.
Who,
at the Crest.
They went to the NCAAs last year, didn't they?
No, we did.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
But you guys played them last year.
Yeah, we played them. We played them in the championship.
In the championship game. Yep. That's right. But didn't they get in at large someplace?
No,
I thought that. Okay.
The year before they made it to the NCAA.
Okay, that's
us.
What I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
all right.
So
that's here.
They're always tough. The Cleveland State's just always tough.
Yeah.
You know what people don't realize, though? When I used to go on the road with the Green Bay Men, and like in the mornings, you'd be reading the local papers, it'd be like the Cleveland Plain Deer or the Chicago Tribune or the Detroit Free Press or, you know, all these you know, big news, and you're reading about these high school stars that are, you know, five-star athletes in those towns, these high school players. Mm-hmm. Recruiting in your conference is so much easier for some of those schools, or it should be, just because of the talent pool, the high-level players within those communities. Yeah. No disrespect to the way they play basketball up here, but I mean, they just got so many high school players in Detroit and in Cleveland and in Chicago to choose from. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we recruit from this area, too. So, like, we only have girls from Wisconsin and Minnesota. So,
right?
We recruit locally,
Kevin,
too.
And Kevin always said there's just a tremendous amount of talent here. You kind of go find it, but it just doesn't get elevated as much as
But the problem is, though, too, other schools have noticed that.
Right.
Yeah. And they're coming in trying to poach some of those players.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, you don't always have to be a five-star recruit to do well in college. Like, I think that's one of the biggest things about what Kevin did was that he developed players. Like, he developed me, and I could have been really bad, but I think I'm okay.
But you know what he does? The one thing I've known about Kevin, as tough as he can be, he's the most honest guy. Yeah. Whatever he does or says doesn't come from, well, I read a book on how the coach does it. Whatever comes from Kevin, you know, is genuine from his heart, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. And even if, I mean, he was something on the court, but he just wanted to get you better. But off the court, he's the nicest person ever. Cares so much about his players. So.
And what I mean by that, you don't take it personal when he's tough on you.
Yeah.
But then when he's nice to you, you know that's just as sincere.
Yeah. Yes,
is what
for
I'm saying.
Sure.
It's not phony.
Yes, for sure.
And I think you have the same qualities in your new coach. I just really think she's and she's experienced it as much as, you know, Kevin, she really did the same thing you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of cool when, you know, in the business world, I was in sales, but we always liked the president of the company when he was a salesperson at one time. We just had a little better connection. So they bring in these Ivy Leaguers to tell us how to do stuff. We're like, this guy didn't really carry a bag. But, you know, people, and that's what I'm saying about her. I just think that's great that you guys are kind of on the same field, the same wavelength.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you like working down here in the summer?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Just walk to work and, such a great
Now, do you have a boat here? People. Somebody tell me you had a boat.
I have a boat?
Yeah.
My dad has a pontoon.
Oh, does he take it down here?
Yeah, he has a couple times.
Well, from where? Where's he dock?
In Brussels.
Okay, and he takes it down.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
We gotta get a pontoon.
Let's see if Todd will do a show from
Todd,
the pontoon.
We want to get a pontoon. Can we borrow your dad's pontoon?
For sure. Yeah.
Outstanding. Right. We're going through the locks.
We'll call it Cassie's Cruise.
Yes.
Yes. I like this.
For sure. Captain Dan will be there.
Wow.
All right,
this is fantastic.
This will be fun.
Cassie Schultz, superstar player for UW Green Bay women. I don't care. You had a double-double the other
day. Thank you.
That's pretty phenomenal. Let me just ask one more question. I got to run over to Channel 5 with Lisa's show. I know you guys don't look too far ahead, but what is that ultimate goal for this UW Green Bay team? Your last year, of course, with them. What is that ultimate goal that you guys have right now?
To win the conference tournament, make it to the NCAA tournament. Yeah.
There's something special about the NCAA tournament, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And just winning that championship, there's something special. Like, I feel like I relive it by looking through the pictures like every other day.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Well, you're going to look back someday and say, man, that was hard, that was grueling, that was whatever, but I bet you wouldn't change a minute of your career.
I might not be able to walk when I'm 40, but but yeah, it was worth it.
Cassie, wonderful seeing you here. I got to run. Jim's going to take over. Todd's going to take over. Nikki's going to take over. We are down at the Heights Pub and Porter, their one-year anniversary, folks. You got to come on down. Free mimosas, free Bloody Marys. Right. They have been phenomenal sponsors of our program. Cannot thank Brian and the entire crew enough. And Cassie Schultz, who works here as well. Mm-hmm. You guys stick around. Do your thing, all right?
Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow night. One more time. Who do you play? When do you play?
Cleveland State at 6 p.m. at the Crest.
All right, Cassie, let's talk about your political future.
All right.
Oh, I knew.
Now that John's out of here, we can talk, you know. No, really, it's people. I'm serious about that. Talent like you, you're a good example to these kids who are in 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade too. So I think that's exciting. Do you do the student where the students come, the high school kids? Do you do a game dedicated just to the schools like the men do?
I feel like every game there's a couple teams from different areas that come in, and like there's youth teams that play at halftime. Yeah. So yeah, there's always.
We hear a lot that kids sometimes, because of the way they grew up, weren't exposed to things that they, you know, and it's tough to be a parent, right?
Yeah.
You got to work, you got all these bills and everything else. Remind me that my wife stopped in because you got to pay the taxes today.
Yeah.
They're due tomorrow. But you know, to medical school too. I remember talking to Hunziker out there, and he goes, "Look, we have to get into the schools and tell kids there is a career." Are we done? There is a career in medicine. So I just think that exposure you're bringing to the kids is awesome. Hey, you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, welcome. Are we? What's that? Okay, good. Hey, so we're going from basketball to rentals.
Marketing?
Well, marketing. So Simple Life Hospitality is also, like The Heights, a sponsor of our show.
Yes.
And we love them. And this is a fun day here today because, well, Johnny drinks during the show, but here it's like really accepted. Simple Life, how are you guys doing with your rentals? I read an article yesterday. No, you sent out a newsletter yesterday because I'm one of your customers.
Yes, you are.
Just talking about it's really going to kick into gear after the Super Bowl. Everybody's like, well, nothing's happening. I'm not hearing anything. And it right, that was from, who wrote that, Liz?
So Liz, okay. Who's their marketing person, wrote that and sent that out. But yes, let's face it, Packer season's over. Playoffs are done. Super Bowl. This is being run by the NFL. So as soon as the Super Bowl's over, then yes, then everyone's going to kick it in gear for the draft.
And how's it going with Simple Life?
Good. You know, I I'm an independent contractor from them, so I don't know all the ins and outs, but I've actually gone and done a couple house tours for them, and I've gone to see if the house is a good fit, like your house was for us, and it's been a very interesting process.
But I didn't have what your last house had.
Oh, the backyard.
Not that. The $200,000 of memorabilia.
Oh yeah, I walked through that house. It's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible. I will not release the address.
And you're going to want anyone to know.
That's probably kind
of. And you also are passing on that house.
No, we.
Are you going to take it?
I don't know what. Okay. I don't. That's not my area of expertise. That's not my area. I just walk through and I say they have this many bedrooms, this many baths. Yeah. Here's some pictures. That's all I do for that.
I'm going to put up a couple sports pictures of John Mino because I know those won't be taken.
Oh, great! I think I totally agree with you. They probably would not be taken.
They'll be there. I don't have to worry about that. Who's this guy? Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? So,
anyway, Lisa, tell us a little bit more about your specific ad agency that you run.
Right. Well, I can't really call it an ad agency.
Okay,
but
fine.
What I do is...
You're a marketing specialist.
Yes. So I left corporate America. I went and started my own business with my best friend in the whole wide world, and we're still best friends.
Wow.
We ended up closing the business during COVID. It was a store called Time for Decor. And when things started getting slow and you couldn't get things in, we were done. So we ended up shutting down our business. And then people are like, well, what are you going to do with your life? I'm like, yeah, I'll go back to corporate. And then somebody said, well, can you do this for me? And so Brian was one of my customers. Brian and I have known each other for 20 years. We met on a bus. I was the chaperone for somebody's wedding.
All right. And that's really important that you pivot. I mean, businesses have to know that. You did that. You're successful. And you don't want to get back to WPS. You want to do it on your own, which I think is awesome. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about you. Nikki's in the house. We'll be right back. This is Mine on the Mayor.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, are we back? We're back.
Hey,
welcome back. Thunderous round of applause.
Yes.
Standing ovation because there's no seating here. But yeah, thank you for being here, everybody. Hey, and Dennis from the Glam Band's in the house, man.
Good morning.
I see you come in. Love you guys.
So, big thank you before we get back to Lisa and her fine story. But for everybody coming out and supporting and saying good morning this morning, big round of applause for you all as well. Enjoy your mimosas or bloodies.
It's a 1-year anniversary here at Heights Pub and Parlor. And I was talking to last night. We were talking about this, and 1 year, it's tough. Business is difficult. It just is. And this type of business, you really got to hit it on all cylinders to be successful. You got to have the best food, the best customer service, good price points, and really listen to your customers.
And they're nailing it here at the Heights.
But the real celebration comes at year 3 because that's when you're kind of like cash flowing and everything. That's been my experience.
Well, so
I'm glad you're going to be here. But
so book us annually on the 29th of January. Well, we'll be back for year 3 as well.
Well, year 3 is, that's happened to me. Anyway, Lisa, finish here. You were telling about you consult with Simple Life Hospitality.
Right. And so I have started my own little business. And so I sent Brian a message. Brian used to work for Simple Life. I sent Brian a message when he started the endeavor, and I came down and talked to him a little bit, and this is how we got connected again. But the story behind how Brian and I met was he was in a wedding, and the bride's mom asked if I would be the chaperone and make sure that they got there on time. And we were sitting on the bus, and someone said, "Oh, so you're the narc?" And I'm like, "Oh, really?"
I haven't heard that in a while.
Then they started giving me alcohol, and we were an hour late. I walked in tipsy. They invited my best friend. Oh my God, she was so mad at me. But it's a story that goes down in history. We talk about it every year on their anniversary.
And yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yep.
Here we are.
Does not sound like the right platform to launch your business.
that's a very good point. But you know what? Shows them a lot of fun. All right.
Lisa, good at marketing.
Yes, good at marketing.
Lisa, bad at chaperoning.
Yes, right.
And with that, she takes her exit. Yeah.
And Lisa's old, so she doesn't drink as much anymore.
No.
But in Lisa's defense, she was chaperoning Brian, so. I mean, that's a tall order. So anyway, hey, congrats to you again. You know, we're here at Heights Pub and Parlor. You guys made an investment just over a year ago. You bought an establishment in the downtown, and some people might say, "Well, downtown, I don't know. It's kind of everybody's moving out to Lambeau Land." But you know, you made the investment. You stepped up, and we just want to thank you for that because we need these unique businesses. I mean, downtown doesn't need the chains. You know, we need the people who are unique that know their customer's name or will entertain people from out of state, out of the country that come here. So,
yeah, thanks for that recognition and seeing that. And, you know, this building is unique and it's special. And I may get a little choked up, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You put it all in.
Where did the vision come from?
It's something I want to do for a long, long time. I spent 23 years in corporate America and then, you know, kind of ran into a wall. And if I wasn't going to do it now, I was never going to do it.
Yeah, God bless you for doing that, because I have a lot of friends, because I'm a little bit older than you, that are shoulda, coulda, woulda, and are also they say, well, what really kills me is I wish I would have done what you did. It's like, well, it's not that easy, you know? You can't go and, you know, but I'm glad your wife and you just, she said okay.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a misnomer, too, and I made this mistake. No. I thought the two of you were married.
We get that a lot.
Right. Yeah. I'm not the only one, correct?
No, you're not.
So there's a lot of support staff and spouses and families that are also helping get this launched and supported and are right there with you guys every single minute, every single hour of the day.
Absolutely. And the one person that cannot get overlooked is my wife.
There you go.
She's a rock.
Yeah.
She's taking care of the kids, and she's getting them to sports, and she's getting them around town. She's getting them to school. She's taking them to the doctor's office while I'm trying to get this endeavor going.
Yeah.
And I was very, very lucky to, you know, have Ashley. Ashley's been a friend for 12 years. And
guys go way back?
Sure.
How did you guys get connected?
When I moved back to the Green Bay area, my wife and
she ended up chaperoning them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly.
You took the baton from Lisa.
Lisa dropped the ball. So go ahead, Brandon.
We're up in the O'Connell Falls School District, right. And we met there. We have kids pretty much the same age, and just through that the school, and we met that way. And when the opportunity came for Ashley to join us, it was a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
And you know, to have the commitment from her and. But not just her, you know, Heather and the rest of the team is fantastic.
There's always great energy here, always, in the people. And it starts with the people that you hire, right?
Yeah.
If they don't have it, it's just not going to be a good fit.
Right.
Yeah, it starts at the top. But you, you're also on the school board. You're an elected official. I mean, that's juggling. That's tough.
That is a true statement, yes. You know, a lot of work goes here, but also supporting the kids up in the O'Connell Falls School District. Supporting that community.
Go Panthers,
absolutely.
Go Panthers.
Yep. So, you know, I have a lot of trust of, you know, the community up there and trust of my staff and, you know, being at the forefront of, you know, being a leader.
Yeah.
And again, I want to thank Candace. You know, I do love you.
That's nice.
I know you don't see me all the time, but
She does a lot of behind the scenes stuff. She critiques. She gives us advice. she's kind of our HR, we call her.
Yeah.
Well, you see Candace, but there's a lot of pillow talk that goes on with these businesses. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. And I can't thank her enough for allowing me to do it.
I get that.
Ashley, you and your boys, the husband, everybody's excited about this as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yay.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
So tell me what to look forward to. I mean, you're like I said earlier, we got a minute left, but you know, you're hitting on a lot of cylinders here. You got the right food, the right service, the right price point, and I think the right location.
Well, year one is the toughest, and we all know that. But year two is not going to be easy either. You know, we always have to make conscious decisions. You know, based on what can continually get people in the door and continually drive high service and high quality.
Right. Well, you're doing it. Well, we appreciate what you're doing. Just congratulations. 1 year anniversary. Stop down here all day. We're celebrating at the Heights Pub and Parlor on Washington Street, 217 North Washington Street.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Mine on the Mayor.
Yep.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.